God, although we once were strangers, you receive us as friends and draw us home to you. Set your living bread before us so that we may be strengthened to continue the work your Son has commissioned us to do.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Joshua. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us all along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Armez-vous de force dans le Seigneur, de sa force toute-puissante. Revêtez l'armure de Dieu pour être en état de tenir face aux manœuvres du diable. Ce n'est pas à l'homme que vous sommes affrontés, mais aux autorités, au pouvoir, aux dominateurs de ce monde de ténèbres, aux esprits du mal qui sont dans les cieux. Saisissez donc l'armure de Dieu, afin qu'au jour mauvais, vous puissiez résister et demeurer debout avant tout, ayant tout mis en œuvre. Debout donc, à la taille de la vérité pour ceinturon, avec la justice pour cuirasse et comme chaussure aux pieds, l'élan pour annoncer l'évangile de la paix. Prenez surtout le bouclier de la foi, il vous permettra d'éteindre tous les projectiles enflammés du malin. Recevez enfin le casque du salut et le glaive de l'Esprit, c'est-à-dire la parole de Dieu. Que l'Esprit suscite votre prière sous toute une infatigable intercession pour tous les saints. Pour moi aussi, que la parole soit placée dans ma bouche pour annoncer hardiment le ministère de l'Évangile dont je suis l'ambassadeur enchaîné. Priez donc afin que je trouve dans cet Évangile la hardiesse nécessaire pour en parler comme je le dois. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Spirit and life. But among you, first who were from the first, who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray them. And he said, "For this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You may already know, but today marks the fifth Sunday in a row of reading selection from chapter 6 of John's Gospel. That's a lot. In terms of my own experience, on the first Sunday of reading chapter 6, Marilyn and I had the privilege of hearing a great teaching at Chautauqua, where we were then. It was about John chapter 6, verses 1 to 11, the feeding of the 5,000, and some walking on water as well. It was done by Rabbi Jonathan Ruse, who is the chief rabbi of Temple Sinai in Washington, D.C. So we had that Sunday morning. Then on Monday, we listened to a little more of that same passage, using the same verses and giving again an excellent, dissertation, or not quite, but he called it, droshing, which I'm not sure I know what it is yet anyway, but is a technique of exploring the scriptures. And we did it, and it was very good. It was quite good. So Tuesday, we had a little more of 6, 1 to 11. And the rabbi, once again, jumped all over the place with the story and what it might mean and where it could take him and so on. And maybe you're seeing a pattern here, because on Wednesday, on Thursday, and on Friday, we had Rabbi, John 6, 1 to 11, and they were all great. But kind of already felt we dealt with that bit of John's gospel and would go on. Now, on the second Sunday of the reading of the sixth chapter, we missed any teaching. So I don't know what happened, and I haven't had a chance to hear what the sermon was in our own congregation. So we anyway had a Sunday off, aside from just reading the passage. It was John 6. On the third Sunday, we had more of John 6, not 1 to 11. We started to move through. And on that Sunday, Luca very generously and graciously shared his experience of transitioning with us, focusing particularly on the nurturing strength from a supportive community has happened and is continuing to happen, I assume, for Luca at St. John's. Now, I don't know if this was intended, but that to me, that sermon, was a very rich treatment of the bread of life without ever using those words as text. But this, it seems to me, is one of the beautiful expressions of the meaning of bread of life.
as we explore it. And I think consistent with how Jesus was sharing it with us. Clearly, he had figured out, it isn't literal, but I'm getting a bit ahead of myself now. On the fourth Sunday, we had Christina's excellent sermon on the bread of life, and you know, a really fine exploration of what it could be and what it means and what it is for us. And so on the fifth, here we are. Yeah. Well, I don't think it happened on the selection that was in our gospel, but in the one appointed where I read, there was another little part first off, and it repeated the last words of last Sunday's reading. Just in case we hadn't got it yet, I guess. Anyway, there it was. So, what's left to say? Well, I'll tell you the truth, nothing. But I got a few more minutes, so. So I'll come after this from a context for reading all of John, including chapter 6. One of the important things to note about that is that in John's gospel, there are sort of two strands to explore the story. Two strands that highlight, well, I'm not sure everything, but you know, the greatest bit of what John wanted to share. First of all, there are what we call the I am sayings. This I am strand is rooted in God's answer to Moses. You may recall he had a little chat with God at the burning bush, and God wanted Moses to take a message to the people who were somewhat removed, and he said, "Well, oh, this is a terrible thing to do. I don't want to do it, but I know once I get there, they'll say, 'Who is this person? So tell me your name.'" And God said, "I am who I am." That's God's name. Hence, I am sayings. I am who I am. There are a whole lot of them. I am the light of the world, the gate. I am the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth and the life, the vine, and of course, the bread of life. The second strand are the signs in Jesus' life of what matters. There's the wedding feast at Cana, where the water is turned to wine. There's walking on the sea, which we had back in John 6, 1 to 11. Actually, I think it was in 14 or something, but. There was the man born blind who was healed. There was the raising of Lazarus. And of course, there was the feeding of the masses, which we had experienced. So our little journey through John 6 has one of each. One piece of the I am statements, and one bit of the signs. Now, before going further, I want to share what I discovered in a little book here that helps, I hope, understand how this notion of the bread expands. If I am the bread of life, so what? This is it's from a book by one Gerald West, who's from South Africa. It's a study, actually, and it's called In the Beginning Was the Word. And there, when he comes to dealing with the bread of life, he uses this quote he has taken from Mother Teresa, I guess St. Teresa now, of Calcutta. These are her words. A girl came from outside India to join the missionaries of charity. We have a rule that the very next day, new arrivals must go to the home for the dying. So I told this girl, you saw Father during the Holy Mass, with what love and care he touched Jesus in the host. Do the same when you go to the home for the dying, because it is the same Jesus you will find there in the broken bodies of our poor. And they went. After 3 hours, the newcomer came back and said to me with a big smile, I have never seen him smile quite like that, Mother, I have been touching the body of Christ for 3 hours. And I said to her, how? What did you do? She replied, when we arrived there, they brought a man who had fallen into the drain and had been there for some time. He was covered with wounds and dirt and maggots. And I cleaned him and knew that I was touching the body of Christ. Clearly, as I suggested before, to take the words literally is to miss the point. There are times when the right thing to do is to think beyond the ordinary, because the literal can never grasp it. True here and true in other spots, but, you know, we be careful about it. The other thing that is that in so many ways, when Jesus teaches, he challenges, like he doesn't make it easy. He doesn't shy away from the tough stuff, the hard truths, for many and often will profoundly change us. And I say all that and gladly add, while believing equally strongly, I remember, and I urge you to remember, his words, my burden is light. That's one of the challenges of it. It's so tough, we can't get it. My burden is light. That's why we live through the experiences, find their truth in community, not simply off by myself. Now, Peter is mentioned in our reading today. Peter, I like Peter. he's one of my favorites, actually, you know. He denies Jesus 3 times. He runs away from him at the cross. But he comes very close when he identifies Jesus as the Messiah. And then he blows the whole thing by telling Jesus immediately after what he thinks the Messiah is. And Jesus says, you may recall, get behind me, Satan. So I can identify with both of those fairly easily. Often faithful, frequently mixed up, and sometimes just not remembering who I'm with. Ultimately, for Peter, though, after he stuck with it for a while, for the most part, he got it right, clearly. And obviously, Jesus never gave up on him. He got it right. So right that he preaches at the time of Pentecost. And he preaches the message of the truth. He preaches a sermon that was such that they welcomed his message, those who were hearing. And 3,000 were added to their number that day, it says. Now, it seems to me that's the real miracle. A sermon that gives 3,000 of us, I'm all in favor of. So, Jesus' long trek through the John 6, through it, they had learned, as they say to in the gospel this morning. It had brought them to the point of learning that, as I just finished a reading a few minutes ago, they were able to say, "We believe and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." That's the purpose of all this stuff, knowing the Holy One of God and responding. And so, the bread of life is our daily food. The bread of life is, or ought to be, the daily food of all people. And as long as others are lacking for food, as long as hunger dominates, we haven't got the job done, and we should get at that and get to our deep spirituality a little later. Remember, in the passage of chapter 6, 1 to 11, it says Jesus fed them until they were satisfied. Like there was no snack to get you by, or a soup pot that I found somewhere, or even a bag of Loblaws goodies. They couldn't afford to give them, but we give it to them. There was none of that. None of that. He simply fed them until they were satisfied, with 12 baskets left over. Whew. There is, however, also another kind of bread, and it's okay, really, to acknowledge that, as long as it doesn't become the having an impact such that it keeps us from feeding the hungry. Feeding the hungry. When you've heard me say it, but I love to say it, and I'll say it again. When I was here as rector of the parish, we started a food bank in the city for a short time, just to deal with the crisis of that day. We all know where it has got to, and thank God for it, but thank God more if we didn't need it. We claim that other way, that other kind of bread, that other notion of eating. And when we do, Jesus says we will not hunger or thirst. We find it by absorbing his teaching, by absorbing his character, by absorbing his mind, and by absorbing his ways. That's what does the job, with the result that it leads to an ability to somewhat, to think somewhat, as he would, were he in our place. Ultimately, it comes to our action. To do what without him we would never be able to do. I am the bread of life. It's just as easy, and just as hard as that. I am the bread of life. Amen.
Amen. Sessions, the response to my comment, Lord Jesus, your response is, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. O God, ground of our being, source of all life and love, behold us in our brokenness and the brokenness of our world. We pray that your great healing spirit may strengthen us to be brave and true followers of our Lord. Heal our world from its warring madness, that suffering may no longer mark the lives of millions of people, and environmental destruction caused by it may not move us closer to destruction. We remember especially the people of Ukraine and Russia, Israel, Palestine, Haiti, and so many other countries where civil strife and war are the order of the day. We remember today in particular, this being Gay Pride Month, the tragic history of the LGBTQ people throughout history and in our time. We are joining in solidarity with them, the assigned to them and to the rest of the church of our deep regret for the oppression of them.
by the Church of God. Lord Jesus,
hear our prayer.
Give us spiritual leaders for our time with vision and courage. We pray for our Bishop Shane, Primate Linda, our ministry team here at St. John's, for Gary, our parish priest, for those who assist him, the Reverend Alan Box, the Reverend Pat Johnston, the Reverend Christina Guest, our wardens, and all who work together and in devotion to serve St. John's. Lord Jesus,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the leaders of the nations, that they may strive for peace and justice. We pray for our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and all who serve in the parliaments in Ottawa, Toronto, and Quebec City, and especially for those who represent us here in this area. Lord Jesus,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for those who serve us in government and here, especially in this region. Give all lawmakers wisdom and a spirit of service as they address the issues of the day, especially the needs of the homeless, the addicted, the refugee, the asylum seeker, and the immigrants among us. Lord Jesus,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, bring us to a new righteous relation with the rest of creation. Teach us to reveal your created order and to see it and to see ourselves as part of that creation. Healing God, there are many amongst us who suffer. We hold in prayer those known to us, those whom we do not know, who are in need of your healing grace, those facing death, those who mourn, those who are alone. May they remember that whatever the circumstances they face, you behold them and you abide with them. Lord Jesus,
hear our prayer.
St. Paul, today in his letter, taught us that to encourage us to stand fast against the powers of darkness with the whole armor of God, the God in whom we live and move and have our being. Let us not forget that we are always in God. May we awaken to this true identity. Lord Jesus,
hear our prayer.
Thank you.
power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Que la paix de Dieu qui surpasse toute intelligence garde le cœur et les esprits dans la connaissance et l'amour de Dieu, et que la bénédiction de Dieu tout-puissant, Père, Fils et Esprit Saint descende sur vous. Demeure parmi vous avec toutes celles et tous ceux que vous aimez, où qu'ils soient, et ils demeurent à jamais.
Amen. Amen.